Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Story in the paper today about the people that were in the vehicles that hit Helmut Jahn, the architect, are interesting. The couple in the vehicle that hit him said they didn't see him coming. They said they were doing 35 miles an hour. What were they, on their way to church? And they looked up. Actually, they just all of a sudden, bam, something hit them. They weren't even sure what happened. And they said they were not going that fast at all, and that he ran the stop sign. I don't want to talk too much about him per se, but I do want to talk a little bit about how we are all sharing the roads out there. Brendan Kevinitis is a personal injury attorney at FK Law Illinois and has become a bit of a bike safety expert. Hey, Brendan, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks so much for having me.
I think there's like there's three groups, but really two that struggle. And I think at least in Chicago and probably in the suburbs, it's the bicycles and the cars. Would you agree with me on that?
Well, I guess I'm always a little bit resistant to say there are, you know, drivers and people on bikes. There's just people who sometimes choose to drive and sometimes choose to bike. I certainly do both, and I suspect many people do as well.
I ride my bike to work in Chicago traffic often. You know, when the weather gets warmer, I'll do it every day when the weather permits. So I know a little bit about what it's like to steer around cars, trucks, buses, stop signs, stop lights. There's less traffic downtown Chicago than there used to be. It's easier to do now. Heck, if you ever wanted to ride your bike in Chicago, now's the time to do it. But it seems to me like the attitude is that the roads were made for cars and bicycles are in the way. And you see the bicycles running stop signs, running stop lights, weaving in and out of traffic. They don't wait their turn when we're all lined up at a light. They're the ones zooming in between. If we needed to send a message out, would it be that the bicyclists need to remember that they're small and cars are big?
Well, it's always important when you're on your bike to, you know, avoid, you know, danger. But at the same time, I think the idea that it is only bicyclists that are avoiding stop signs, lights, etc., I think it's overstated. In fact, you know, I came across a study, the Florida Department of Transportation noted just a couple of years ago that, as a matter of fact, cyclists tend to obey traffic laws slightly more often than drivers do. So I think the idea that bicyclists tend to be scofflaws is overstated. John, when was the last time you were driving a car in a quiet residential area, came to a stop sign and did the slow roll rather than coming to a complete stop? So I think we all do that sort of thing, whether we're in bikes or in cars. I think what we need is infrastructure that's more accommodating for people on bikes. Historically, quite frankly, the reason we even have paved roads is because bicyclists pushed for them in the early part of the 20th century. But somehow we got away from the idea that the roads are for everybody, right? They're not for cars, they're not for bikers, they're not for pedestrians, they're for people, right? They're for people, regardless of what mode of transportation you choose. So we need to make sure that there is place for bikes. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that, you know, stoplights are timed in a way that's appropriate for people on bikes. And in that way, we can make travel by bike or by car more pleasant and safer. That's the way I see it.
How are we doing in Chicagoland with that infrastructure-wise? Have we figured it out?
Sadly, we have not. I think we started out in the city, you know, I don't know, 15 years ago, pretty strong, taking the lead in the United States in terms of putting in bike lanes, particularly protected bike lanes, but we've fallen far, far behind. There are too few protected bike lanes, and the city too often feels satisfied with itself for putting in a bike lane where the only quote-unquote protection is paint. garbage laying out in the road very quickly. So I think we have a long way to go. I think I saw a story this morning, as a matter of fact, perhaps it was yesterday in the Sun Times, talking about the possibility of better protected bike lanes, raised bike lanes like they do in parts of Northern Europe. So I'm hopeful, but it's going to take money, right, and political desire. And those two things are in short supply these days.
I got just a minute left, but isn't there some legislation pending along the lines of funding bicycle lanes?
Yeah, there is. There's a bill making its way through the Illinois legislature, House Bill 270. What it does is, so when a municipality in any part of the state wants to add in infrastructure for bikes or people walking, they get money from the state, but they have to match those funds themselves, right? What this bill would do is it would allow the state to provide 100% financing for bike and pedestrian infrastructure. That's something we badly need because some municipalities simply cannot afford to contribute to the infrastructure for bikes and pedestrians.
And in small towns, I understand, in rural areas, bicycle crashes are more fatal, the higher fatality rate, than in big cities like Chicago. So all the more reason for us to all pay attention to that. Brendan Kevinitis is a personal injury attorney at FK Law Illinois. Their website is fklawillinois.com. Brendan, you're good on this. Let's talk again down the road and follow that bill, okay?
You bet. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks for your time.